Hello, everyone. You're listening to Children Chatting with Authors. Today, we're here with a special guest, Joe Ballerini, author of A Babysitter's Guide to Monster Hunting. My name is Daniela, and my question for Joe is, what inspired you to write this book?
I'm very scared of a lot of things, and I've wanted a character who was also scared of a lot of things and who overcame those fears and was able to kick butt and save the day as a result of that. And also just wanted to have a good time and write a great, fun book and be entertained as I was writing it. And also I wanted to write a book that I would have wanted to read when I was everyone's age here, because I didn't read a lot when I was a kid, and I really, really regret that. And so I wanted to write a book that, you know, me at the age of, what are we, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, you know, this range-ish of kids that I would have wanted to read when I was a kid. So that's why I wrote it.
Thank you.
Hi, my name's Cassie and I'm 13. My question was, why did you make the main character as self-centered as she was?
Well, I was probably trying to overcome my own self-centered problems that I have. But I just think that, I don't know, at that age, I think you're pretty self-centered. I don't know. I think your world is pretty small and you kind of only think of yourself. And so Kelly gets to experience a world much bigger than her own. And that's why she starts self-centered, but then she realizes, oh, it's all about the, you know, you've got to help out little kids and big kids and fight evil.
Hi, my name is Cyrus. I'm 9 years old. And who worked with you? Like, did anyone work with you for doing the book?
Yeah, yes, Cyrus. That was a very good question. I had a lot of people work with me on the book. I wrote the book myself, right? That's a lot of hours, a lot of days, a lot of months, a lot of years sitting there and writing words. And then you give that book to a book agent, right? A really cool book agent. Mm-hmm. First it was Dana Spector, a girl named Dana Spector, and then it was a girl named Alyssa Rubin, and they give you notes on it. And then they tell us, say, well, change this. This would be, could be a little bit better here. And these are all very smart people, you know, you give it to smart people. And then they gave me the notes back and that made it better. And then, when a publisher decided that they would actually put the book out, then the editor, Maria Barbo, edited the book. Now that's really, she's getting in there and really with just making marks and marks and marks and marks. I mean, this is beyond bad spelling. We're going to like sentences and sentence structures and characters and everything like that. Then you have a proofreader read it. Then you have sounds terrible, but it's like a copy editor who like really goes through and is like, well, Blue Jays can't make that song. And you're like, oh my gosh, that's really specific. I didn't realize how specific that was. And then we give it over to the illustrator, Vivian Toe, who then illustrates it. And I and the editor say, well, here's what visually we think the illustration should look like. And then there's a whole art department who design the writing on the side. And then there's Vivian does the cover. She paints the cover. It's a lot of people, actually. You know, even though it's just me writing the book, to get that book into your hands is such a long, long process. And then you have, you know, librarians that give you the book and tell you to read the book. So that's like a lot of people that you have to work with all the time. So yeah, it is. Everyone thinks, oh, I'll just write a book on my own. But it actually, if you really want to do stuff, if you really want to do creative things, it actually does take a lot of people to make it possible.
Thanks.
Thank you, Cyrus.
I'm Helena and I'm 13. So my question is, what's some advice you would give to someone who like loves writing? Like, what are some advice you would give to writers?
The only advice you can give that I would give is just, if you love writing, you're already there because you just be writing. Just write. Write as much as possible. Keep writing. Don't stop writing. Just start writing right now. Why aren't you writing right now? You should be writing right now. And read a lot. Read a lot of books. Read a lot of books. And be okay with criticism. be okay with like giving it to people and people reading it. Don't take too much of the criticism, but you know, maybe get a thick skin about it and be like, eh, that's your opinion, you know? Or if they're someone whose opinion you respect, listen to it and be like, oh, that's a good idea, actually. What's your other question?
Wait, did I remember it? Yes, I did remember. So, what was something you would tell to someone like to make them want to read your book, like for someone who upsated them?
It's got kids and monsters and action and comedy and drama. It's very difficult because you kind of have to, one of the things you'll have to learn as being a writer is you got to like sell your stuff and you have to pitch it. And so you have to be like, well, if you enjoy this book, you'll love my book. And it always feels so weird to say that. And you don't really want to do it, but you got to do it. So if I had to do it, I would say it's like, it's very much, it's like Fun Kids. It's like Babysitter's Club, but with a lot of monsters in it. It's like, it's not a mashup of this and that, but it's an adventure. It's an adventure for boys and girls to be able to read because it does have a lot of fun action, a lot of fun monster hunting stuff in it. But it also has a lot of great characters that are, you know, that I think girls especially will be able to relate to and enjoy. So it does have a little something for everybody.
My name is Sebastian and I'm 13.
Hello, Sebastian.
I was wondering if there's going to be audiobooks for the series.
Ooh, I hope so. That's the answer. I hope there are. I don't know. Do you like audiobooks?
Yeah.
What's the best audiobook you've heard or listened to?
The best narrator I've listened to is Jim Dale.
What is he?
For the Harry Potter series.
Really? Does he do all the voices, though?
Yeah.
Does he do like little goblin voices and all those voices? Yeah.
And I think some of the people in the Harry Potter movies were cast after his voices because they sound exactly like it.
Oh, really?
Several of the characters.
Wow. Does he have an English accent?
Yeah.
Right. It's the best, right? The English accent's the best. It's a good accent. Jim Dale. All right. I'll listen to him. So I hope that there will be an audiobook of it, and I would like to audition for it for myself to do it. But I don't know. I think I would go crazy with the voices. I think you'd probably have to have a female protagonist, a female reader, because she is like, hey, I'm a 13-year-old girl. It'd be really weird if I was like, I was a 13-year-old girl. You know, that's not going to sound as good as if a girl was reading it, right? Yeah. So I hope so. So send your requests for that audiobook to HarperCollins, Catherine Teagan Books. Thanks, man. Any other questions?
I don't think so.
Hi, I'm Eva, and I'm 11. My question is, which was your favorite monster that you made into your book?
Ooh, that's a good one. I love them all equally, but I do like the toadies because I think they're very funny and stinky and smelly. I do like the Grand Guignol because he reminds me of myself. And no, he doesn't. The Grand Guignol actually is based on a really scary thing that I saw when I was a little kid. I saw hoof prints in a rock, and someone told me that those hoof prints were from a devil with goat legs who ran out onto that rock and he caught fire. And because he caught fire, he burned his hoof prints into that rock, and it scared me for life. And that's why I wrote the Grand Guignol. One of the fun things that I wrote, one of my fun monsters, I also like the shadow monster because he's a monster who feeds on fear. And so the more you're afraid of that monster, fear in gym socks, but the more you're afraid of that monster, the bigger that monster grows, right? So if you take away your fear and you're not afraid of that monster grows smaller and smaller. And I kind of like that because I think that's very true. Sometimes we can make monsters big in our minds and say, oh my gosh, they're so insurmountable and they're so difficult and so huge. But if you think the opposite way and you think, well, you know what? I think I can beat that monster. I'm not as scared of that monster as I think I am. I think I'm bigger and stronger than that monster. That monster or obstacle gets smaller and smaller. And so metaphorically, I'm proud of that shadow monster. I also like the Spider Queen, too. We could do this all day. I like all of the monsters. That's why I write monsters. I like writing about monsters. Ava's now fallen asleep. She's just like, Eva, sorry. She's like, this has taken forever. Oh, my God. Do you have another question for me? Or you're like, that's it. You're like, stop talking. I'm done.
Thanks for listening to the Children Chatting with Authors podcast.